From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. California Tribal College is a nonprofit aimed at providing culturally focused higher education for Native American students. This year, the organization partnered with Sacramento State. The Tribal College promised programs and services to its applicants like affordable tuition and housing. The college has fallen way short of those promises. Emma Hall is the equity reporter for the Sacramento Bee. She's been covering the story and joins us to discuss how this mishap occurred and what it means for Native American higher education in our region. And just a note, Cap Radio's broadcast licenses are owned by Sac State. The university also oversees Cap Radio's finances and approves our expenses. It does not oversee our news production or programming. Emma, it's great to meet you.
Hi, Alan. It's nice to meet you, too.
Welcome to Insight. Before we get into the story of California Tribal College, can you talk about some of the general challenges that Native American students face that are maybe unique to that population?
Yes, of course. So Native students overall are very systematically disadvantaged. We see that Native American students are coming through higher education with financial barriers, financial restraints. For example, in 2020, according to when we were looking at financial aid applications for the expected family contribution for Native students, it was about zero for over 51%. And we also see that Native American students in California in particular have the highest high school dropout rate and the lowest college going rate. So Native American students from a multitude of factors really struggle in higher education from starting in high school to actually going and being able to afford tuition and housing and all of the additional costs.
So we're talking about a pretty vulnerable population. Let's talk about Sacramento State University. How many Native American students attend Sac State? And what has the university traditionally done before we get into this new story to make them feel welcome and adequately resourced to succeed in school?
Yeah, so Native students make up, I believe, less than 1%. Of the student body at Sacramento State. There's about 200 of them. And in the past, I know Sacramento State just opened up the Itzhakima Center, which is their Native American student affinity center. Obviously, 2 weeks ago, they had partnered with, or they didn't partner, they had opened up or announced this separate institution called the Sacramento State Native American College that's being led by Dr. Annette Reed, who is a citizen of the Talua Dene Nation. And she's been at Sacramento State for decades and has had a really great track record of helping Native students. So she's going to be at the helm of this new institution that Sacramento State is essentially assisting and creating to boost Native American student enrollment and retention.
Okay, so the university is clearly making steps to look out for this population, to help raise awareness and help them succeed. Let's get into the story that you wrote or have been writing on California Tribal College. How and where did it start, and what's their mission?
Yeah, so last spring, California Tribal College had partnered with Sacramento State for a spatial agreement, essentially. Tribal colleges like California Tribal College, it's not uncommon to see them have these partnerships with four-year institutions in order to start this pathway to accreditation. So Sacramento State, back in the spring, had made this agreement with California Tribal College that they were going to partner up and work together and that California Tribal College was going to recruit Native American students. Fast forward to now, the first cohort of California Tribal College was roughly around like 50 students. And over the summer, around half of them had dropped out, one of them being Shinoa, who is a citizen of Navajo Nation. She's Dene, and she came to Sacramento from New Mexico on this really long 18-hour car drive with her mom, and she was promised a spot on a Hornets, a Sacramento State cross-country and women's basketball team. She was promised that her housing would be $200 a month and that her tuition would be on a $40 credit per unit basis. And she got here, and that wasn't true. Her housing wasn't available right away, that she and a couple other students who had started with this first cohort had to live in temporary housing, either in a apartment or hotel situation. Her tuition was actually going to be on a total cost operation model, as it is at Sac State. And then her housing, when it was going to be prepared, was around $800 a month. So she essentially had gotten here and realized that there's no way I could afford this or that my financial aid could cover this, which is what she had told me last week. So she had to pack up everything and go back to New Mexico to go back to her res, essentially.
That sounds really unfortunate. Taking a step back, has California Tribal College, have they been doing classes before this, or are they partnered with any other universities? Like, what's their track record?
Yeah, so California Tribal College is very, very new to Sacramento State. They were originally based and partnered with Woodland Community College a couple years ago. So this partnership is fairly, right, it's very new. And they don't necessarily offer individual classes. So the students that are coming to California Tribal College are technically Sacramento State classes that in order to get accreditation, this tribal college works in phases, and they've been in phase one, which is recruiting and retaining Native American students.
So would the Native American students be students of this California Tribal College or Sac State with sort of a bolstered support from the Tribal College?
The latter, essentially.
Okay, okay. And so how did this happen?
So essentially, the Tribal College, what the president had told me was made these promises that she had called incentives in order to get Native American students to come through. And obviously, things didn't work out the way that they were promised, which is what a lot of students had mentioned. The president of the Tribal College had mentioned when it came to the spots on sports teams that the Tribal College was trying to create this Native American sports team but didn't get the approval from the NCAA because the Tribal College wasn't accredited. There were situations with housing agreements. What we also saw was that students who were recruited didn't necessarily have the credentials that were required by the CSU. So, and there were certain deadlines within the CSU that were missed. So there was multiple steps along the way that students had told me, or at least Shanoa had told me, and the Tribal College had told me too, that fell through because of certain deadlines were missed. Or certain things weren't be able to be fulfilled, like the housing agreement and something things along those lines.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Emma Hall, the equity reporter for the Sacramento Bee. We're talking about what went wrong at California Tribal College at Sac State University and what can be done about it. So you just mentioned before the break that some deadlines were missed. It sounds like some errors were made. Do you have a sense of what happened?
Yeah, so it sounds like there were students within the California Tribal College that had missed deadlines or had certain transcripts within the CSU process. And then it sounded like the Tribal College in itself had also missed those CSU deadlines too to go in registering their students.
So I think you quickly mentioned this, but I want to drive in here. How many students were in this first cohort and how many remain?
There's roughly around 50, and now we're seeing 36, with a majority of them are at Sacramento State, and I believe four of them are at a Sacramento Community College, because those four were not eligible when it came to units to pursue an education at Sac State, so they had to go to a community college, get those units and credits straightened away, and then with the hopes of eventually going to Sac State.
And you talked to, you mentioned you spoke with one of the students, Shanoa, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
And what was her housing situation that she thought she was coming into versus what she actually encountered?
Yeah, so she was told that she was going to stay at Academy 65, which if you go to Sac State, you know, is very relatively close to campus. With that housing discount of the $200 per month. And she got there and turned out that it would be $800 per month, correct? So, and that was something that she could not afford to go and have while she was attending Sacramento State. So when we're talking about Native students going through higher education, that being able to pay for tuition and then the additional costs alone is already a struggle. And it's a struggle that Shanoa had essentially faced when she had gotten here.
And ultimately had to turn around and drive
home. Yes.
So how has California Tribal College and Sac State responded to questions about what happened?
Yeah, so Sacramento State declined to comment for my story, and they prefaced that they're not a part of California Tribal College and that their institution just shares a space with them. California Tribal College has mentioned that they are trying to fundraise money to make it up to the students who were part of this first cohort, that they're continuing a relationship of recruiting and retaining students in the future, and that they're working to become an accredited, independent institution.
Did they acknowledge the issues that have occurred this year?
Yes. The president had mentioned to me that it was very unfortunate what had happened, and that different students had different expectations and thoughts about how that first year had went. Essentially, I know the State Hornet, the student-led newspaper, had this story before I did. They had told them that they were very unfortunate about this, very apologetic about the situation, that it was a little bit ambitious to go through 50 students at first. When I had spoken to them, they had mentioned that the situation, again, was unfortunate and that different students had different thoughts and opinions on how that first go-around went.
So you mentioned when you talked to Sac State, they said that, they were sharing space. It sounds like a little bit of a departure from the press release that you linked to in your story when they say they're teaming up with this college. They say they're going to provide intensive mentorship and other resources. Do we know what Sac State actually provided?
I wasn't able to get that clarification in particular. I know that press release that they had written out once the partnership was official had described it as this mentorship to help the tribal college reach accreditation, that this was going to be a partnership in serving Native American students in higher education. But the specific role that Sacramento State had played into all of this coming out wasn't something I found in the reporting of my story, essentially.
Is there any indication that California Tribal College thought they'd be getting more support from Sac State?
Possibly. I had spoken to the president in an interview, and she had mentioned that there was one person who was there assisting them with the first cohort, essentially, but that was the gist of what I could find out from her.
And so this college, California Tribal College, is not an accredited university. Why is that, and what is the accreditation process?
Correct. So California Tribal College is fairly new, and there's not a accredited tribal college within California. In order to get accreditation, California Tribal College essentially has to prove that they can retain and successfully provide admissions to students. So they have to be granted the authority by an accrediting institution, either that be, for example, when we look at the 35 tribal colleges in the United States, they have either gotten accreditation from the Higher Learning Commission or the Northern Western Commission of Colleges and Universities. So it's a higher group of academics that have to say, okay, that you have the authority and ability to graduate a class of students and to help a class of students, you can be accredited on your own. And what a lot of tribal colleges have to do is they have to fundraise or get donations and money to be able to work towards this end goal, right? So tribal colleges, unaccredited tribal colleges, are not able to get federal and state funding in order to support themselves. So a lot of the times they have to go and get fundraise or donations for money in order to get to that period. It's kind of like a catch-22 sometimes. So in that, from what I'm aware of, is something that California Tribal College has also faced, like a lot of the three tribal colleges within California have done when trying to sort of operate as its own independent institution.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is the accreditation process maybe creates some quality control for these universities so that they can actually deliver on the promises they make to students.
Yeah, and it's going to be a long process for California Tribal College, too. I know that in news releases that Sacramento State has sent out that it was at least 7 or more years. So it's a very lengthy and expensive process.
So what are next steps here? Do you have any sense of whether California Tribal College has any future at Sac State or where it goes from here?
From what I'm aware of, they're still partnered with Sac State. So they're still sharing a space. And they are, when I had talked to the president last week, she had mentioned that they're looking forward to continuing to offer opportunities to Native American students.
So what are we going to be looking for down the road as Native American college, this college that Sac State is creating, as that develops and Sac State's looking to what this partnership with the tribal college is going to be?
Yeah. So I'm really, I think as someone who covers a lot of higher education and Indigenous affairs in Sacramento, I'm really curious to see, I think, what this next cohort and recruitment efforts looks like from the Tribal College. I think separately, when looking at how higher education institutions serve our Native American populations in Sacramento, I think this Sacramento State Native American College is very, very interesting. It has a very similar approach that we see at tribal colleges with offering an Indigenous-led and tribally-focused education for Native students. So I think you have these two different forces in Sacramento, California Tribal College, and this new Native American College that are very interesting when we look at recruiting and retaining Native American students.
Just based on your reporting, what's the level of optimism that you see and that others see around just education and programming for Native American students.
Yeah, I think with everything that has happened with California Tribal College, I think there's been a lot of concern and disappointment from people that I have spoken to about what, you know, that all of these students who are coming from reservations to all across the country having to pack up their things and go home. I think that, you know, it's been described a lot when I've talked to just people in my circle and looking at my reporting too, that it's been described that, you know, these students were failed, right? So, and then we have, you know, 2 weeks ago that Sacramento State has announced this Native American college, which is just very historic and optimistic news that here's this initiative that is led by someone who's very well known in Sacramento to help and support Native American students. So it's very interesting right now. I think it's kind of a mixed bag with everything we're looking at with this tribal college, which is separate from Sacramento State in its operation, but Sacramento State going through and creating this Native American institution. So it's very interesting. I'm curious to see what the outcome of this is for Native American students in Sacramento. As someone who, you know, has been in Sacramento and was a Sacramento State graduate, we haven't really ever seen anything like this. So it's interesting to see the outcomes and all of these initiatives being born within Sacramento in general.
And Emma, before I let you go, do you know what happened to the student you talked to, Shanoa?
Yeah, Shanoa. So Shanoa is a student at Navajo Tech, which Navajo Tech is an accredited tribal institution within nearby Navajo Nation. And she is studying nursing, and she plays for their women's basketball team. So she's still in college. She's still pursuing higher education.
Well, I'm glad she was able to bounce back.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for sharing your reporting.
Thank you.
Emma Hall is the equity reporter for the Sacramento Bee. We've been talking about the barriers and issues that Native Americans face when applying to California Tribal College and other programs of that sort. Again, CAP Radio's broadcast licenses are owned by Sac State. Coming up next, we'll talk to a conservative political consultant for his take on the election and what ways California may be becoming more conservative. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.